The key to understanding the code within the Bible code is based on something called equidistant letter sequences, or ELS sequences, and it essentially goes like this. It is said in the ancient traditions that the first five books of the Hebrew Bible were given to the people of the earth as one long sentence. So what researchers have done is from the first letter of the first word of the book of Genesis to the last letter of the book of Deuteronomy, they have taken all the spaces, all the punctuation out and made one long sentence and arranged that into a matrix, an array, a very long array that entails all of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And it is upon this array of many, many, many letters, over 300,000 letters, that very sophisticated software and computer algorithms search for equidistant letter sequences, ELS codes. And what this means is that if you begin with a letter, pull that letter from the text, and go a specific number of letters to the next, say 10 letters to the next, and you pull that letter, and then you go 10 letters to the next, and pull that letter, and 10 letters to the next, and pull that letter, the letters you've just pulled say something intelligible. And where the ancients began to see this in the Bible code was with an equidistant letter sequence, an ELS, or also called a skip code of 50 letters. What they discovered was in the book of Genesis, for example, if you take the first letter of the first sentence of the book of Genesis and you go 50 letters, and then you take the next letter and you go 50 letters, and you take the next letter and 50 letters, the name Torah comes out. And the same thing happens in all but one of the other books of the Hebrew Torah. So as researchers began to do this by hand, they suspected that perhaps there may be something more complex that it would take the high-speed computers to actually work with. And this is where the statisticians and the mathematicians came together. This information now, after the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin, has been examined by some of the major universities, academic institutions, even the U.S. government, the U.S. military, and the code breakers are fascinated by how this works, although they do not understand precisely why it is only the first five books of the Hebrew Bible that allow this to work. They say that statistically, the chances of this happening by accident are over 100,000 to 1 at least, or perhaps even greater. So it is very rare to see this kind of a code in these texts. Well, when we take the code of all these Hebrew letters, the way that the information comes to us is that the names of specific individuals or events will cross over, overlap one another. So in the example of Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, his name was discovered in the Bible code, spelled exactly as it is today. Crossing his name was actually the name of the man who assassinated him. His name was Amir, A-M-I-R, and it said in the text that the assassin will assassinate Yitzhak Rabin. It's very clear, and I'm sharing this degree of clarity to show that it's not very general, nebulous kinds of information. These are specifics. This particular prediction actually went on to tell the street name and the nearest cross street of where this assassination would occur. Well, one of the things that makes the Bible code so very, very interesting is that as it looks into our future, and by the way, it goes several hundred years into the future of where we are right now, for me, that's the good news. It means that we have a future for many hundreds of years from now. In very close proximity to some of the most frightening predictions that the Bible code can ever share is a grouping of words that I believe have deep, profound, and lasting implications. Near some of the frightening predictions of asteroids colliding with Earth, or major earthquakes unfolding upon our world, or disease epidemics where we lose much of the world's population, all these we find in the Bible code, and near every one of those are these four key words. Will you change it? Will you change it? The Bible code 3,000 years ago somehow is implying to those in a future time who would have the understanding to be able to read the code that somehow we are participating. We have something to do with which of these possibilities unfolds. None of them ever need to come to pass. The frightening possibilities and the predictions of suffering and loss of life never need to come to pass. Well, this has opened up another door of possibilities to quantum science and researchers. They said, how can all these possibilities exist at the same time? Let's do an experiment. They went back with the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin. It said that if he toured and gave a speech on a particular time of day in a particular city with a certain driver and he crossed on a certain street, that he would lose his life. They said, let's enter a query into the Bible code. What would happen if he hadn't have given his speech on that day? And the Bible code came back, and it says almost the same thing. It says that the prime minister is still assassinated, however the assassination is delayed, implying that somehow the Bible code is accounting for that eventuality or that possibility as well. And they've done this again and again. Regardless of which possibility they enter, the Bible code accounts for it. To make a long story very brief, obviously there's much, much more we could share regarding the Bible code. It appears, if it is what statisticians, mathematicians, and researchers believe it is, it may function as a massive ancient cosmic simulator, allowing us to witness future consequences for choices that we make in the present. Implying in an ancient document over 3,000 years old that somehow we have something to do with how these events play out in our lives, that somehow we are participating in what these events are saying to us. It is less about us imposing change upon the world around us, perhaps, and more about us recognizing that there are many possibilities that exist and choosing which possibility we would like to see in our personal lives, because we all have personal prophecy, as well as our collective lives, because we have a global prophecy that we are living as well. As researchers ask the question, do we know how to choose? Do we even know how to choose? The Bible code, once again, suggests that perhaps that we have in fact chosen in the past and did not even know it. There is a specific place in the Bible code, the Hebrew year 5756, which is 1996. It says that in that year, tremendous changes could be expected upon the earth. Changes of the earth's crust, earthquake, perhaps warfare. And as we know, those things did not play out the way they were predicted. Many have speculated that perhaps we transcended those changes. Well, the Bible code says something very interesting. In the year 1996, it says the people of the earth changed time. It says that we changed time, implying that perhaps we have in fact transcended some of our most frightening prophecies and have now made that quantum leap onto a path where none of them need to play out. The question is, if we did this collectively, how did we do it? Maybe we did it and we don't even know. Maybe we make these changes at each moment in our lives and we're not aware of it. If we can become aware of this power that lives within us and consciously make the choices and bring them to bear in our lives, then perhaps at long last we may in fact avert the greatest tragedies ever to face humankind, tap into that power that heals our bodies and brings a lasting peace into our world. This is the power of understanding the Bible code, the role of prophecy in our lives, and what quantum science now says about each of those today.